Are you being influenced? If you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, then there's a chance it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Jesse.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and now is the time to fight back against the war on masculinity in American society today. Thankfully, the patriots at CHOQ, C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. I've been taking a male vitality stack from CHOQ for like 3 years now. It is incredible. They are here to help make American men strong again. Testosterone fueled again. Maximize your masculinity today at choq.com. Use the code Jesse for a massive discount on any CHOQ subscription for life. choq.com, code Jesse. Limited time offer, subscription cancelable at any time.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And what a Thursday it has been. We're going to get to some things, some political things. The CDC put out a statement today and resentism and resentism. These people are so stupid and other stuff. I just, this headline, man. I guess it might hit different depending on who you are, but it's from Newsweek, and the headline is this. Spam and Sloppy Joe's sales spike amid high food prices. Now, I understand everybody comes from different backgrounds, and here's the deal. People generally tend to lionize their own background, right? It's human nature. If you grew up poor, you'll probably brag about telling people, I grew up poor. I come from a poor neighborhood. If you grew up well off, you probably brag about that, or at least you're proud of that. No, my parents were, you know, the investors, whatever the case may be, and no, we had a great neighborhood or whatever. People always tend to lionize whatever their childhood is. I just tend to own mine. We were not poor. We certainly were not rich. We're a blue-collar family, and a little white trash. I wouldn't change it for the world. I love my family. I love my background. I love myself. In my opinion, that's just where I was supposed to be. So when I see headlines like Chef Boyardee price or Chef Boyardee sales going up, Sloppy Joe sales going up, well, that's how I've eaten my whole life. I'll tell you right now, last night, no, that's a lie. Two nights ago, I was in the gas station. I was picking up a couple things in the gas station. And I looked and I saw the little Chef Boyardee beefaroni. I'm such a beefaroni freak. I used to eat cans of that when I was a kid. Anyway, I saw the little microwavable beefaronis there in the gas station. And I said, well, I don't mind if I do. Threw a couple of them in there. Everyone made fun of me when I got to the house, except they weren't making fun when they were grubbing on them later, were you boys? Anyway, so obviously, a life of Sloppy Joes and Chef Boyardee would be fine for me because that's kind of how I grew up anyway. But it is kind of a bummer, isn't it, to think that Americans, and this maybe this is your situation, it probably is, Americans are watching their standard of living go down in front of their eyes. And it's not like it's bouncing up and down. With inflation, you get poorer, period. The value of your money is less, you get poorer. So it's only going one direction. Fewer steak nights. Hey, it's Sloppy Joe night. Vacations. Maybe we're not going to go down to Myrtle Beach this year. Fewer everything. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. Why bother? But you really don't truly appreciate things you have until you start to lose them. Isn't that right? It's an old saying. Actually, no, it's not. I just came up with that myself tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. This is the saying, Chris. This is my quote. You don't know what you have until it's gone. What, Chris? That's my quote. Anyway, that's my quote here. I just came up with that just now. But it really is true. You just don't fully appreciate. Hey, I have a buddy. Every Wednesday night, for as long as I've known him, they have two kids. He and his wife, they're two kids. On Wednesday night, every single Wednesday night, they have drawn a name out of a hat in their house. And whoever's name they pick, one of the four, that person, it's eat out night. It's their family eat out night. The night they eat out, and that person gets to pick the restaurant. And it's tremendous fun, right? Sometimes it's their youngest son. Sometimes it's the mom. And no one else gets a vote. No one else gets a say. The night your name gets drawn, that's family night eating out at whatever. And it could be whatever. You know, Red Lobster, a pizza place, whatever it was. And I was talking to him a couple weeks ago, and he told me, yeah, we're not doing that right now. Just things are a little tight right now. As long as I've known him, that's what they did. And it's gone. And it's a bummer. But look, you don't stop your economy for a virus. You just don't do it. I told you. Told everybody. Told them all. You don't ever, under any circumstances, even if it's a bad virus, under any circumstances, you don't point at your economy and say stop. You just don't stop your economy and start printing money and handing out checks. Stupidest, most suicidal thing I've ever seen in my life. Now it costs you $20 for a burrito and people wonder why.
I just paid over $10 for two burritos and a drink, whereas in the past that would be half that cost.
It's not cheap. It looks cheap, but it's...
Yeah, whatever. Anyway. You know what else I was thinking about? Been thinking about this a long time. You know what? You know what I'm a big fan of? Torpedoes. I love torpedoes, and I don't know. Hear me out here. I was not in the Navy. I know both my parents. I was not in the Navy. I was in the Marines. That said, I don't know whether it's the movies or the books or the concept of it. I love torpedoes. They're really, really freaking cool. And how sick would it be to have fully functional torpedoes on a boat of yours or something like that? And I'm reasonably sure that that's illegal, so please don't go purchase any torpedoes or try to build them yourself. Surely that's illegal, right, Chris? But that's a very good point, Chris, and you could probably do something nerdy like that. Chris said, Jewish producer Chris said, the explosive warhead on it is probably illegal, but the other torpedo part is probably legal. So now that you brought that up, hear me out. I'm just brainstorming here. This is just brainstorming. It's just a thought, just an idea. You know how they have paintball, right? Have you ever done paintball? I've done paintball with my kids. You remember the story where I shot one of my son's friends in the head with the paint? Anyway, we don't have to get into the details of it, but it was a lot of fun playing paintball. But you've played paintball, or at least you know what it is. All right. Couldn't we come up with some kind of a naval warfare thing? Now, I don't want to, I'm talking fake naval warfare thing. I don't actually want anyone to get blown up or shot or something like that. But you're telling me no one can come up with some way that, you know, me and the fam can go get on a boat this weekend and take on you and the fam? Like, you rent them out for a half hour and we shoot torpedoes at each other? And I realize you wouldn't want high explosive ones or something. Am I out of line here? Maybe the costs would be too great. The costs actually probably would be astronomical. You know what? Let's focus on some other things. Let's focus on this. Let's focus on the dirtball commies. Always, 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 it's wild how they do this, always blaming their political opponents. It's always the fault of the saboteurs.
We spent a lot of time, as you know.
By the way, this is Denver's mayor.
We spent a lot of time, as you know, this January and February advocating at the federal level for support here. There was a bipartisan bill.
Hear me out with the torpedoes. Just real quick, hear me out. What if the torpedo thing that we do, what if the torpedoes are little mini torpedoes, and everyone's on a jet ski, and if you hit someone's jet ski with your torpedo, because you don't want to hurt them, obviously, it just makes it kind of eject them. Like, there's an ejector seat on the torpedo, and boom, the torpedo hits the jet ski, boom, it goes launching you off the back into the water. Totally safe. Everyone wins. Jet ski torpedoes. Tell me this isn't a winning idea. Anyway, this is Denver's mayor.
We spent a lot of time, as you know, this January and February advocating at the federal level for support here. There was a bipartisan bill to do that that failed in the House. You know that.
You know, you could do it with an entire boat, as a matter of fact. You couldn't have a top on the boat, but you could have this thing where the boat, as soon as it gets hit, it wouldn't have to be too sudden because you would risk, you know, old people getting hurt. Old people, it'd be me getting hurt, but you wouldn't want to do it too fast. But as soon as their torpedo hits the side of the boat, there's something on the boat that automatically makes it roll over. And so everyone's in the water. And you would have to wear life jackets. I don't want to risk anybody drowning or something like that. But tell me that wouldn't be sick. Torpedo games. And you could do it on a big lake. It's, oh, yeah, I'm totally in. Here's Denver's mayor.
We spent a lot of time, as you know, this January and February advocating at the federal level for support here. There was a bipartisan bill to do that that failed in the House. You know that story. I think what we found at that point is whether
we haven't even talked about submarines. Listen. No, hear me out. The cartels to this day are using submarines. They've been using submarines for the longest time. They've been buying these little mini subs and bigger subs to transport, you know, a bunch of drugs and illegal stuff from Central and South America into the United States of America. So very clearly, the submarine market is picking up. Now, the problem with submarines is you're adding some serious liability if you're going to start putting people in submarines. Although I guess it could just be a really shallow lake, but man, if you get a leak and you don't get out there in time, oh no, the insurance costs are going to be through the roof. You know what? Never mind. That's not going to work. The submarine thing. Either way, we'll get back with more of the Denver's mayor stuff. I want to talk to you first about your dog and rough greens, though. Listen, your dog doesn't get nutrition. They don't. Our dogs don't get nutrition because there's none of it in dog food. And the crime is that we think there is. That's, we love our dogs. It's not like we're trying to give our dogs bad food. I was trying to give Fred the best food I could possibly give him. I love the little fluffy idiot, but I wasn't giving him anything. And then he was always having these digestive problems, and he'd have to run out to the grass, and he started to eat grass. It was a nightmare in the cleanup. And we found out about Rough Greens, all natural nutritional supplement. Created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. You pour it on your dog's food. All the vitamins and minerals and probiotics and digestive enzymes. You realize you can have your dog for years longer. Your dog will live longer and you will see a difference in your dog's coat, his energy, his breath, just his health. Like you see a difference in you when you eat healthy. Call them. Free Jumpstart Trial Bag. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. I'll actually play Denver's mayor next.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. All right, we're going to get back to Denver's mayor in a minute because I can't let this go. I'm sorry, I'm on something and I can't let it go. We've been talking we've moved on past Biden and the abortion talk and everything else, and now we're discussing torpedoes, and we were discussing the torpedo jet ski park that we're going to start, where you can shoot torpedoes at each other. No one gets hurt. It just kind of ejects you off the torpedo or off the jet ski. Okay, now let's set that aside for a moment. Let's focus on something else. I guess it's going to depend on what kind of society we think we have. The death penalty. Are you, no, hear me out, Chris. Let me finish. We're not going to get in trouble. Just hear me out. Are you a supporter of the death penalty? Many are not. And there are actually very good arguments both ways. Believe it or not, for as strong as I feel about most issues, that's one I've gone back and forth on. On one hand, the state's really evil. They probably shouldn't kill anyone. On the other hand, this person tortured their toddler to death. Could I kill them myself? You know, you kind of get to go through that. So anyway, we all go through that kind of thing. But let's just assume we're in a state where the death penalty is allowed. Now, hear me out. Just hear me out. Before anyone yells, hear me out. How do they kill people in your state if they allow the death penalty? What are the ways we kill people in America? Well, one of the most common, probably the most common way anymore is what? Lethal injection. Have you ever done any reading into lethal injection? You ever watched any documentaries on lethal injection? I have. And I'll be honest with you, it's really bad. And there are states out there where they haven't figured out the formula. And what's happening is they're injecting these guys with a bunch of stuff. And they're not just peacefully fading off to sleep. They're essentially poisoning them while they're alive and they're watching. It just happened to some dude. I'm not going to go into the details. It was really bad. Okay, so lethal injection, it's not kind of what we all think it is. All right, so that's bad. What's the other way? So I can be strapped down and poisoned to death. What's another way? What are the other ways? Gas chamber. Do you know what that's involved? You know what the gas chamber is? You get locked in a little chamber and you're in a seat. And underneath your seat, there's some kind of liquid. I don't know whether it's water or what. There's a little bucket of liquid. And then they have the pills. I believe they're cyanide pills, something like that. And they press a little button and beep, that's the sound it makes. Beep, the pills drop out of there into the liquid. And then as you're sitting there, you're inhaling gas. Have you ever been pepper sprayed before or tear gassed? I've had the pleasure of having both. It's not pleasant. I knew I wasn't going to die. In both cases, when it happened to me, and both times, I had in the back of my mind, I'm about to choke to death. I'm about to die. And it's a horrible, panicky feeling. That's another way we kill people in America. I don't know whether we still do it that way, but it was very common for the longest time. Okay, electric chair. Do we need to talk about all the people on fire? Okay, stay with me. I'm not doing some bleeding heart thing. Now, hear me out. Let's say you kill someone and you get sent to death row. I hope you don't ever do that. Don't be breaking the law. But what if you get sent to death row? And I come into your cell and I give you a choice. What, Chris? Hear me out. You don't even know what I'm going to say. Hey, you can die by lethal injection. We hope we get the dosage right this time. That last guy took quite a while. Or you can participate in a torpedo exercise where people who paid a reasonable amount shoot torpedoes at a ship with you in it, and then you will probably die by high explosive. It'll be instant. You won't even know it's there. I'm choosing torpedo every time, aren't you? So tell me we haven't just created two birds with one stone. What, Chris? What? Chris said you got to give them the option. If they survive, they can leave. Okay, that's fair. But here's what we'll do. We'll say if you survive, you can leave. But then we'll shoot their boat out in the middle of some gigantic lake where we know they'll never be able to make it to the side. The deal will be, these people never read the fine print. They're on death row. We'll tell them, hey, if you make it to the shore, you can leave. And then it'll be all injured. And, the torpedo didn't kill me. And he's not going to make it anyway. So it'll all be fine. And it'll be fine. It'll be fine. So hear me out. You're not being inhumane about it. Everyone wins here. And we televise it. It's on pay-per-view. So we make a little money on the side. Yeah, it's fine. And we'll give some of that money to, I don't know, sick kids or something. Like some, the sick kids can have a couple bucks, right? And we'll make a little bit of money from the pay-per-view. Chris will handle the marketing and accounting and all that other stuff, obviously. our society as a whole, we can get rid of more of these deadly criminals. And there's nothing that says we have to just torpedo one at a time. Put 10 or 12 on there. Toss them a couple beers. Hey, have a half hour on the lake. Enjoy a half hour on the lake. We'll play some Motley Crue on the boat. And if I wouldn't look west if I were you at any point in time. Just enjoy your day. And then the tourists get to go out there. Maybe a family member who's been injured because of the death row guy. Maybe he gets to press the button on there. If he doesn't feel like it, maybe it gets auctioned off for a certain price. Hey, for $5,000, you can send two or three at once. Tell me this isn't an idea that might shake out here. Torpedoes. I don't know what we're going to call this, though. We're going to have to find a way to market this. But I think we're onto something. I actually do. Anyway, we will move off of this now. Just something to think about. Just I'm brainstorming here on the air. This is the kind of stuff your brain can do when you're not thinking about the pain you're in anymore. When I don't have to worry about my knee getting swollen, it gives me more freedom to come up with award-winning business ideas like blowing up criminals with torpedoes. That's what Relief Factor has done. 4, drug-free, all-natural ingredients. What does it actually do? How does it help your neck pain, your muscle pain, your back pain, your hands? How does it help you do any of that? Well, it helps your body's natural response to inflammation. Your body's already trying to get the inflammation down. You're in pain because your body can't do it. Relief Factor's the fuel. Start giving your body what it needs to do it, all right? 3-week quick start kits. 3 weeks, $19.95. Call them, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF, or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans because all veterans who served honorably, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically at an all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elites want? A weak and docile underclass? Thankfully, the patriots at Chuck, C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Gosh, I've been on a Chalk Male Vitality stack for like 3 years now. Oh my goodness, I feel incredible. Chalk is manufactured right here in the USA. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, focus, mood, libido. Maximize your masculinity at Chalk.com. Use the code Jesse for a massive discount on any subscription for life. CHOQ.com, code Jesse for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable at any time. Meet Kelsey. When she found out she was pregnant, she wasn't sure where to turn. But after meeting with the counselors at a preborn network clinic who loved and supported her, and after hearing her baby's heartbeat on a free ultrasound, she chose life.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
By introducing a woman to her baby on ultrasound, a baby's chance at life doubles. If you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 babies. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of big box stores or shopping channels the way you may have shopped for their products in the past. MyPillow have found themselves as part of this cancel culture. Because of this and the change in retailers, they want to pass the savings directly on to you. To get you familiar with other products, they are having a $25 extravaganza with the promo code Jesse. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-piece towel set, you guessed it, $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all the new Giza fabric, any size or loft level, just $25. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square for these $25 deals. Free shipping on orders over $75. Enter promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544 for this amazing offer that won't last long. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Do not forget to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now for tomorrow. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, for real now, this is Denver's mayor.
We spent a lot of time, as you know, this January and February advocating at the federal level for support here. There was a bipartisan...
I'll let him go.
Partisan bill to do that that failed in the House. You know that story. I think what we found at that point is whether we would like the federal government to do it or not, that was no longer a choice for us. It was clear that was not going to happen in this Congress in the next 7 months. So we felt like we had to take this into our own hands to come up with a solution. And that's why what we've come up with is something that both provides better support for newcomers and stabilizes the budget for Denver residents without cutting core public services.
That was Denver's mayor blaming the Republicans in the legislature. Why? Well, these big city commie mayors all across the country, they're finding out that communism, it was so much more fun before you actually had to pay for it. You see, Denver can't print money. Denver doesn't have its own currency. Colorado doesn't have its own currency. The United States of America has currency. And it sounds so good when you're in the liberal white woman book club reading The Secret or whatever it is these weirdo women read, and talking about how nice you are as a city to illegals, and we're going to be a sanctuary to all. I'm just going to look down south and scream at the top of my lungs.
Buenas tardes.
And they're all just going to come running to Denver, and there'll be extra tacos for everybody, except I don't pay the bills now, does it? And now they're beginning to cut services in the city. And now what they're going to find out, what cities like Minneapolis most definitely is already finding out, Minneapolis is actually further ahead in this than every other city. New York is not going to be far behind, but they're all going to follow suit. What they're going to find out is the golden goose of these big cities, the real, real reason big cities have cool stuff is big corporations. That's the reason. Because what happens in big cities is big corporations buy big buildings. They buy big luxury boxes at the Yankee game. They buy big this. They go all in with the cities, and they spend a fortune in these cities, and they bring out all kinds of tax revenue to these cities. Now, they do all this. Why? Because the city is big, and the city is cool, and the executives want to go out to eat at a fancy steakhouse, and then they want to go watch the Denver Broncos play. But if the big cities can't bring in clients because the clients don't want to step in human poop on the way into the office, then eventually those taxes you pay in the city aren't worth it anymore, and you take your business, your gigantic Toyota headquarters that was right outside of Chicago, and you move it down to Texas where none of your employees get stabbed on the way into work. And then you look around one day and wow, our city budget used to be $10 billion. Why do we only have $3 billion now, and we're budgeting to spend $11 billion? What are we going to do? You did it, communists. You did it. And I know they're going to blame Republicans because that's what communists have done every single time they've done this. When the destruction comes, and the destruction comes right away because it's a religion of destruction. Right away, the second they take over, everything starts dying. It's actually stunning how fast it goes. It's part of the reason Pinochet had that big revolution down in Chile. What, Chris? It's part of the reason that happened so fast. Allende, it doesn't matter what his name is. I just told you his name, but the communist takes over Chile. It was basically immediately the country just collapsed. You can't do it. You start nationalizing banks and stuff like that. All the money leaves and there's nothing left. The destruction comes immediately. And immediately the communist begins to blame the opposition. Oh, it's those saboteurs on the other side. They do it so well. They do it every single time. All right, we're moving on. By the way, Chris, do you have that old CDC clip you were going to dig up? You see, Chris dug up an old CDC clip because there is a headline from today. Pretty great stuff. You hear this? Headline: COVID vaccines aren't linked to sudden death in young people, a new CDC report shows. And listen, if there's one thing you can take to the bank, it's whatever the CDC says.
Dr. Jernigan, could you explain how the detection of these cases reflects the effectiveness of CDC's vaccine safety surveillance system?
Yeah, I think these indicate that the process works. You mentioned the TTS associated with the J&J vaccine. The systems have been able to pick up myocarditis and show that the risk of getting myocarditis is much lower among those vaccinated than among those that were unvaccinated. It's even a system that we've been able to pick up signals that turn out not to be signals. So then called ischemic stroke can occur.
Yeah.
We picked up a signal.
The Center for Disease Control, the same one that told you wear a mask, wear two masks, and then you got sick. The same one that told you ivermectin was horse dewormer. The same one that told you the vaccine stops the spread. Oh, wait, we were wrong about that. Whoops, it slows the spread. Oh, we were wrong about that too. Well, get it anyway because it'll help you get over COVID. It'll last. Doesn't last. You need one every 6 months. Oh, by the way, all those heart attacks in 13-year-olds, totally unrelated to the fact we've been injecting them with something for a long time. Yeah, evil people. Oh, speaking of evil people, I just want to remind everyone that this was me like 2 days ago. And what you're going to see this week, mark my words, Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Mark my words. What you're going to see this week is you're going to see sources. It'll be printed in various newspapers and there'll be news stories with experts. And what these sources are going to say, maybe they'll even come directly from the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, no matter where they come from, you're going to begin to hear a ton of chatter this week about potential terror. There's a potential terror attack. We're tracking some things right now. We believe a terror attack is imminent. I guarantee you, oh my gosh, I guarantee you they will use a word like imminent, possibly imminent. It will be something along those lines. It will be something designed to generate fear. Something so you get self-conscious about running down to the mall on the weekend. Well, I don't want ISIS to blow me up. Oh, gosh, you're good. And why are you going to see that? Because they're running a psychological operation on the American people, trying to get public popular support behind the renewal of their ability to spy on you. You are going to witness an op right before your eyes this week. Watch all the terror talk flare up this week. It's coming. That was me then. I think that was Monday. This was FBI Director Christopher Wray today.
An absolutely indispensable tool that Congress can give us in our fight against foreign adversaries is the reauthorization of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It is critical in securing our nation, and we are in crunch time with our 702 authority set to expire next week. So let me be clear, failure to reauthorize 702 or gutting it with some new kind of warrant requirement would be dangerous and put Americans' lives at risk. So we need funding to protect America from terrorism. I touched on this earlier, but there was already a heightened risk of violence in the United States before October 7th. Since then, we've seen a rogues gallery of foreign terrorist organizations called...
A rogues gallery. Did you hear that? Oh, I'm going to let him keep going, just so you know. There's a rogues gallery. Better let us spy on
you. ...for attacks against Americans and our allies. And given those calls for action, our most immediate concern has been that individuals or small groups will draw some kind of twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks here at home. But now, increasingly concerning, is the potential...
Hold on. Just so you know, this is increasingly concerning.
So for a coordinated attack here in the homeland, akin Ooh. To the ISIS-K attack we saw at the Russia Concert Hall just a couple weeks ago.
Don't go to a concert unless you let us spy on you.
We need funding to mitigate the range of threats from the border. Fentanyl, gangs like MS-13, human trafficking. And we need funding to keep going after child predators and to rescue young victims from their tormentors.
Don't you want to give the FBI money and power? What are you, pro-child predator? Wild to watch it all work, isn't it? All right, one more segment. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we check out of here until tomorrow, if you missed any part of the show, download it. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Remember the World Economic Forum? We haven't talked about them in a while. This lady's name is Queen Maxima, and we're going to set aside how cool that is because apparently she's a communist piece of trash. But Queen Maxima of Netherlands. I didn't even know they had a queen there. Did you know Netherlands had a queen, Chris? Michael, is this something everyone knew? How many of these people are there? Just like a positional thing? What, Michael? Europe doesn't all have queens and kings, Michael. No way. All of them do? Really? I'm half European and I didn't know that. Are you serious? I knew. Don't say most of them. Don't go from all of them to most of them, Michael. I knew some of them did. You guys make these definitive statements and you don't even know what's going on. Anyway, Queen Maxima had this to say.
Why? Because in order to open an account, you need to have an ID.
Right.
She sounds like a Queen Maxima. You know what else? Tell me she doesn't sound kind of hot.
Why? Because in order to open an account, you need to have an ID.
Right.
Hey, Chris, look her up and see what we're dealing with here, please.
Why? Because in order to open an account, you need to have an ID.
Right.
And I have to say that when I started this job, there were actually very little countries in Africa or Latin America that had one ubiquitous type of ID. And certainly that it was digital.
Chris confirmed my suspicions, by the way.
And certainly that was biometric. And we've really worked with all our partners to actually help that being, to grow this. And the interesting part of it is that, you know, yes, it is very necessary for financial services, but not only.
So.
You know, it's also good for school enrollment. It's also good for health, who actually got a vaccination or not. It's very good to actually get your subsidies, you know, from the government. So this has not only effect to the financial services. It's a very important issue.
Digital ID. It's essentially, it's digital cash, but obviously in ID form. Another one of those things just to keep your eye on and to be suspicious of whenever you hear these people talk. You just heard her explain it. Why? Why should I need that? Well, you could imagine if you could use this to access healthcare. And then we can track your vaccines. Notice she even dropped the vaccines in there. Your school. You'd need that to get into school. And your subsidies. She even threw that part in. Your government subsidies. Don't you want your government check? Where's your digital ID? Show it. These people are always moving towards more control at all times. The kind of stuff that keeps you up at night unless you have MyPillow products. And then it doesn't matter what these people do. You'll never stay up at night. Ever. Why? MyPillow's the best, man. And right now, they're having a $25 extravaganza sale. Now, I realize MyPillow products are high quality. And therefore, they're going to have to charge a certain amount for MyPillow products. So as I've told you a million times, you wait until they have a big sale, which I tell you about every time they have one. I've never seen this one before. A two-pack of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, gosh, might have lasted me for, what, 2-3 years now? It's still in perfect condition, $25. Six-piece towel set, $25. Giza, oh, the new premium MyPillows with the Giza fabric, any size, $25. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. If you get over $75 worth of stuff, that's three things, you get free shipping. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call them, 800-845-0544. I want to touch on this just really quickly. You know the Francis Scott Key Bridge is no more. It's now in the Baltimore Harbor, so it's no more. You know they're going to have to rebuild it. The far lefties, the communists, they're already lobbying to change the name of it. They don't want the new one to be named Francis Scott Key. Now, I don't expect you to care about that, but we all should understand it, and we all should probably care more for this reason. This is why they've been so able to shape our culture. This is why they've been able to remake our culture. That's really what they've done. You look at what's out there right now. Down is up, left is right. It's crazy what they've done. How'd they do that? Every single opportunity, they pounce on it. Every single opportunity, they will dig in and they will fight tooth and nail for things that seem small. And because they seem small, it oftentimes is seen as not worth our time. I know I'm speaking for myself here. Or do I even want to get involved in that? Why should I even care? But that is how these subversives, that is how these communist subversives change entire nations. Whatever is out there, they dig in. And we do not.
And now...
Here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
New workplace trend. Resenteeism has employees working less hard because they hate their jobs. Oh, so employees who don't like their jobs, they're resentful of the boss and they're not working as hard? Wow, this is brand new. Definitely nothing that's ever happened before. Ben Affleck's child reveals transgender transition at grandfather's funeral. Imagine living to the ripe old age of 85, and as they honor your life, your grandson, I don't even know, what is it, a daughter? Oh, it's a daughter. It's a daughter, had now decided she's going to buzz her head and be a dude. Man. He checked out just in time. NAIA becomes first national college governing body to ban trans athletes from women's sporting competitions. It's wild how long it's taken to finally make that happen. MSNBC interviews convicted felon Michael Avenatti from prison about the Trump trial. Do you remember they were trying to push Michael Avenatti to run for president? And then it came out that he not only swindled someone, he swindled the porn star who was working for him. Gosh, geez, these people. Senior editor. NPR employs 87 Democrats in editorial positions and zero Republicans in the DC newsroom. Yes, the entire American media is evil and hostile to you, not biased, evil and anti-American. You know what else is anti-American? Not sending in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Send those in right now. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will be back to have fun tomorrow, I promise. That's all. Hollywood is under siege from external forces. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Jesse. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, builds specifically adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
The following is a high five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the Army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.